This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News at 11. I'm Augustine Hammerberg. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has addressed the nation, commending Liberians for their patience and peaceful demeanor. Speaking Tuesday in Monrovia, President Sirleaf assured that Liberia's law and democratic institutions are strong, noting that they will understand the challenge and test of time. President Sirleaf underscored the need to strengthen these institutions by demonstrating neutrality, avoid abuse position or misuse news media and new technology. She then urged Liberians to continue to respect each other, the rule of law, and exhibit attributes of human kindness and decency. The Carter Center has renewed its call for Liberian political parties to reaffirm their commitments to the peaceful electoral process. The Carter Center also emphasized the need for the political institutions to ensure that their supporters remain calm and exercise patience as they await resolution of electoral disputes. The Carter Center's call came in the wake of Monday's ruling from the Supreme Court placing a prohibition on the conduct of the presidential runoff. Carter Center Elections Observer Director told Onmil Radio that it is important that all Liberians remain committed to ensuring a peaceful democratic transition from one government to another. Morgan Fitzgerald, however, noted that the Carter Center is encouraged by Liberians who have pledged to put Liberians first and ensure that the peace is upheld. Madam Fitzgerald is also hoping that parties to the electoral dispute will submit their claims in time to ensure a timely resolution of their matter. The Foundation for International Dignity says it is about to conclude a dossier of a roadmap on a comprehensive reconciliation program in Liberia. The executive director of FIND told Onmil Radio that a nationwide consultation of stakeholders across the country has been going on for 3 months now and that the final document is nearing completion. Mr. Roosevelt Woods said the reconciliation roadmap covers issues such as gender means training, land, and others that were not previously included in other reconciliation documents. Mr. Woods said when finalized, the document will be presented to the incoming Liberian government for implementation. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Leaked documents have revealed that an entrepreneur charged with managing the oil wealth of the struggling African state of Angola was paid more than $41 million in just 20 months. The payments were made via a complex web of companies set up in the offshore jurisdiction of Mauritius. Jean-Claude Bastos also used his position to set up large investment deals he stands to further profit from. All sides denied any wrongdoing. Like many oil-rich countries, Angola set up a sovereign wealth fund to invest the proceeds of its natural resource wealth. Similar schemes have been used by other countries to help ensure a steady income for future generations. And U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a blunt warning to North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un in an address to South Korea's parliament. He said Kim Jong-un should not underestimate and try America, while also condemning the dark fantasy of life in the North. He addressed Mr. Kim, saying the weapons he is acquiring are not making him safer, and urged other nations to join forces to stop Pyongyang. The U.S. leader is now in China as part of a five-nation tour of Asia. He will meet China's counterpart Xi Jinping for talks likely to focus on trade and North Korea. Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions have been high on Mr. Trump's agenda throughout his trip. Over the past year, North Korea has carried out missile tests in defiance of UN sanctions and in September conducted its sixth and biggest nuclear test. That's the Onmil Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I'm Augustine Hammelberg. Good morning.